Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is November 13, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about eToro's platform eToro X lists Dash and 7 stablecoins. ASX listed Digital X seeds new fund with half its Bitcoin holdings. Kick suffers setbacks with void for vagueness defense in SEC case. HSBC, SGX to investigate if DLT offers efficiency boost for bond markets. Lightning Network will drive Bitcoin to $250,000 by 2023, Tim Draper. 65,000 Swiss retailers will soon be able to accept Bitcoin. Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase back $1.8 million round for Bitski crypto wallet. Australia, Digital X launches Bitcoin fund seeded with $1.9 million in BTC. Grin receives anonymous 50 BTC donation, sparking Satoshi rumors. Telegram refutes all SEC allegations, asks court to dismiss in new filing. Three fronts in the global digital currency wars. Now let's get started. eToro's platform eToro X lists Dash and 7 stablecoins. eToro X, the digital asset platform of social trading platform eToro, announced the listing of privacy coin Dash and 7 stablecoins in a press release published on November 12. Per the release, eToro X users can now also trade stablecoins backed by the Turkish lira, TRYX, Polish zloty, PLNX, South African rand, ZARX, and Hong Kong dollar, HKDX, alongside US dollar-backed tokens USDC and Tether, USDT. The addition brings the number of assets tradable on the cryptocurrency exchange up to 26. Doran Rosenblum, managing director at eToro X, commented, "We see the addition of USDC and USDT as a way for eToro X to further meet the needs of professional and institutional algo traders, particularly in the Asian markets. Adding 5 new stablecoins, plus the addition of the Dash cryptoasset, demonstrates our ongoing commitment to bridge the gap between the world of blockchain and traditional financial markets." Gold token is also available. The exchange also listed a new pair allowing its users to trade tokenized gold, GOLDX, against Bitcoin, BTC. The firm cites that gold is seen by many as a safe haven asset, while Bitcoin is seen as its digital counterpart. Rosenblum explained, "Our gold-Bitcoin pair provides a means to trade between the old and the new stores of value, making gold, BTC an extremely special and interesting combination." As Cointelegraph reported in mid-October, eToro has partnered with analytics and finance management startup The Tie to launch a sentiment-based analytical tool to track people's perception of cryptocurrencies. ASX listed Digital X seeds new fund with half its Bitcoin holdings. The first ever cryptocurrency firm to be listed on a major stock exchange has launched a new Bitcoin fund. Digital X, which debuted on the Australian Securities Exchange ASX under its previous name Digital BTC as far back as 2015, announced the new fund on Wednesday. The firm said it's offering qualifying wholesale and professional investors such as family offices and high net worth individuals exposure to the cryptocurrency via a standard unlisted fund structure without the effort and risk of holding it directly. Digital X Executive Director Lee Travers said in the announcement, "Digital X has held its Bitcoin position through the 2017 bull market and 2018 drawdown because of our fundamental long-term belief in the value of the asset. What has become more and more apparent to us as we speak to investors and market participants generally, is that there is a growing interest in accessing Bitcoin from people who have traditionally not considered investment in digital assets. To get the fund off the ground, Digital X will provide 215 of its total 431 Bitcoin, valuing its investment at around US$1.89 million at current prices. The firm said it aims to quickly grow the investment vehicle and hence its funds under management, and will see income via the fees receivable from the fund. Management fees are disclosed as being set at 1.65% annually, while no performance fees will be charged. The fund's holdings will be secured via custody services provided by insurance-backed BitGo. DigitalX further plans to use blockchain-based security for the registration and transfer of units in the fund. The Bitcoin Fund is licensed and administered by Boutique Capital, which is also the licensee of DigitalX's existing indexed crypto fund. Launched last April, that fund was said to give exposure to leading crypto assets and potentially ICO tokens. DigitalX, following a move into Bitcoin mining that was later abandoned, has morphed into a company offering blockchain consulting and development services and asset management. It's not been without its controversies, having been taken to court by investors over an ICO for which it acted as advisor. Its former executive chairman was also indicted by the U.S. government for alleged involvement in a fraudulent text messaging scheme. Kick suffers setbacks with void for vagueness defense in SEC case. Kick is struggling to mount a strong defense in a case brought by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC) over its $100 million initial coin offering. As reported last month, Toronto-based Kick's legal team attempted to persuade the District Court of the Southern District of New York that the sex case alleging the 2017 token sale violated securities laws was void based on the premise that the legal definition of an investment contract is unclear. Kick argued that this vagueness precluded the definition from applying to its kin token offering. The firm also sought to depose SEC officials in a bid to show the securities watchdog wasn't in a position to give clear guidance on token sales at the time of Kick's ICO. The SEC, not surprisingly, vigorously opposed the void for vagueness defense, stating at the time, "This defense asserts that, notwithstanding 70-plus years of well-settled jurisprudence, the term investment contract in the securities laws is void for vagueness as applied to Kick's investment scheme. This claim is untenable and should be dismissed." Soon after our previous report, the judge in the case, Alvin K. Hellerstein, sided with the SEC view and refused Kick's motion for discovery. Not only that, but Hellerstein on Tuesday threw out a subsequent motion to reconsider from the former messaging app company, tearing up Kick's vagueness defense with the explanation, "Defendant's motion for reconsideration is a re-argument of matters that were before me when I denied the discovery sought. Defendant does not mention any new matter of fact or law, or any binding precedent that I failed to consider. That is enough to deny the motion. Furthermore, as I originally held, the deliberations within an agency sheds no light on the application of the statute or regulation in issue. If the law is vague, or confusing, or arbitrary, as defendant argues, that can be argued objectively. Proper discovery should be focused on what defendant did, and not why the agency decided to bring the case." Last month, Kick's messaging platform was acquired by MediaLab, a holding company with Whisper and other apps in its portfolio. Kick CEO Ted Livingstone has said the SEC action prompted the sale. So what's next? In the latest filing, also made public Tuesday, the SEC asks Judge Hellerstein to allow it to depose seven individuals after the current fact discovery deadline of November 29. These individuals include blockchain author and investor William Mogayar, kin app developer Luke Hendricks and Elon Leibovich, who was Kick's VP of product around the time of the ICO. Hellerstein has yet to respond to the sex request. The date of the next hearing is yet to be determined. Bakkt plans to roll out cash-settled Bitcoin futures contract. Bitcoin (BTC) futures trading on the Intercontinental Exchange (ICE)'s Bakkt platform will expand to include a cash-settled option, COO Adam White has revealed. Speaking at the Invest NYC conference on November 12, White reportedly stated that Bakkt has the intention of offering a cash-settled contract as well as its existing Bitcoin-settled product. Customer demand spurring product development. According to unnamed sources reportedly familiar with the roadmap, the cash-settled monthly Bitcoin futures will be offered via ICE's Singapore-based clearinghouse, ICE Clear Singapore, and traded on the ICE Futures Singapore Exchange. The exchange is notably accessible to futures traders signed up to ICE anywhere worldwide. The sources claim that ICE is in discussions with the city-state's de facto central bank, the Monetary Authority of Singapore, but is targeting a launch date before the end of 2019. The prospective cash-settled product was reportedly mooted in response to customer demand and will be based on data provided by BACT's physically settled contract. The Bitcoin futures space. As previously reported, BACT's much-anticipated contracts, the first of their kind to be physically settled in Bitcoin, first went live this September. Numerous commentators have considered that physically delivered Bitcoin futures trading, which gives traders direct exposure to the asset, represents a leap forward for the institutional acceptance of the coin. Notwithstanding the anticipation, the platform's underwhelming volumes in the first week following its launch were unfavorably compared to the fiat-settled BTC futures on CME, which first launched back in December 2017. Volumes on BACT have since seen a sizable uptick, however. Yesterday, 224 BACT Bitcoin monthly contracts were traded, according to tracking data compiled by Twitter account BACT VolumeBot. Meanwhile, almost $882 million is currently reported in daily traded volume for the Bitcoin, Tether, USDT, perpetual contract on Binance Futures. HSBC, SGX to investigate if DLT offers efficiency boost for bond markets. Can digitalizing bonds with distributed ledger technology, DLT, bring benefits to market participants? That's a question being asked by HSBC Singapore in a new trial being developed in partnership with Singapore Exchange (SGX) and investment firm Temasek. The effort will examine the potential of DLT to streamline the issuance and servicing of fixed income securities, debt instruments that pay fixed interest to investors, with a specific focus on the Asian bond markets. In an announcement on Wednesday, HSBC sets out that, while the Asian bond markets have been seeing speedy growth, issuance and servicing of the instruments lack efficiency without a single platform for sharing data between different entities and tracking bonds across their lifecycle. The trial aims to address that shortfall by tokenizing bonds using smart contracts on a permissioned ledger with the intention of streamlining these processes and easing friction in the markets. Ultimately, DLT could cut costs for issuers, investors, bond arrangers and custodians, the bank said. HSBC is already deep in the blockchain and DLT space, having launched numerous projects involving the tech and often speaking out in advocacy. Last year the bank warned that digital islands could inhibit global blockchain-based trade. An exec also called on the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, to make more positive noise about DLT to encourage reluctant businesses into using the tech. While all this seems extremely bullish on the technology, Tony Cripps, HSBC Singapore CEO, argued that DLT's potential to reduce inefficiencies in the fixed income market still has to be determined. Only by collaborating with market participants will we fully understand its actual viability, he said. Having HSBC and Temasek on board will enable us to evaluate holistically whether smart contracts and DLT can solve some of the long-standing challenges in the fixed income issuance ecosystem, said Li Benghong, head of fixed income, currencies and commodities at SGX. Lightning Network will drive Bitcoin to $250,000 by 2023. Tim Draper. Bitcoin, BTC, could be worth millions of dollars after 2022 as payment processors allow easier transactions, Tim Draper has forecast. Speaking during a Q&A session at the Malta AI and Blockchain Summit last week, the pro-cryptocurrency venture capitalist said innovations such as the Lightning Network would be key in propelling the Bitcoin price higher. Draper, 4 years until $250,000 BTC, doubling down on previous claims, Draper added he still believed BTC, USD would hit $250,000 by 2022 or 2023. I think Bitcoin payment processors are really going to open the floodgates, he summarized. On the topic of why Bitcoin would reach new records within just the next 3 to 4 years, Draper continued, it's because of Lightning Network and OpenNode and maybe others that are allowing us to spend Bitcoin very freely and quickly, so that it's not just a store of value but it can be used for micropayments, it can be used for retail, it can be used all over. Bitcoin price bullish sentiment mounts. While not a payment processor in a strict sense, Lightning facilitates near-instant BTC transactions between nodes via channels that cost almost nothing to use. The fees for Lightning transactions can, therefore, be much cheaper than transacting on-chain just a single Satoshi, approximately $0.0000878. As Cointelegraph reported, Draper has long been one of Bitcoin's biggest bulls, joining the likes of John McAfee in delivering sky-high price predictions. In September, he even went as far as to call the $250,000 figure conservative, while subsequently arguing Bitcoin would cause considerable geopolitical upheaval. Other voices have since joined him in his price belief, with BTCC Exchange co-founder Bobby Lee last week claiming BTC USD would be worth around $500,000 by 2028. 65,000 Swiss retailers will soon be able to accept Bitcoin. Swiss crypto broker Bitcoin Suisse is partnering with European payment and transaction services provider Worldline to boost crypto payment acceptance in the country. The firms have signed a letter of intent for a partnership to provide crypto payment services to Swiss merchants and consumers in store and online, Switzerland Global Enterprise reported on November 11. 65,000 merchants across Switzerland. The new system will be available for the 65,000 Swiss merchants currently using Worldline's nationwide payments infrastructure, dubbed SIX Payment Services. Augmented with cryptocurrency payment capabilities, the traditional network will thus be evolved to promote the use of the new asset class at a mass scale across physical points of sale and in e-commerce. Mark Schlup, CEO of Worldline Switzerland, has said that through the cooperation with Bitcoin Suisse, merchants can benefit from an entirely new offering without taking any conversion risk. The firms have pledged that the service will be intuitive and easy to use for sales staff and consumers, with payouts to merchants to be made in Swiss francs or euros and transaction figures to be fully integrated into merchant reports. In the future, Worldline intends to roll out the cryptocurrency payments provision Europe-wide. All that can be done with money. As reported, Switzerland-based cryptocurrency bank SIBA, which secured a banking and securities dealer license from the Swiss Financial Market Supervisory Authority, opened its doors to professional investors and enterprise clients on November 12. Last month, Cointelegraph published an overview of business venues currently accepting Bitcoin (BTC) as a method of payment across the globe. Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase back $1.8 million round for Bitski crypto wallet. A startup making it easier for developers to put crypto wallets in their applications is announcing a seed round from the likes of Galaxy Digital, Winklevoss Capital and Coinbase Ventures. Bitski thinks its developer platform can help the crypto sector overcome a key hurdle. For most folks, setting up a wallet is a pain. By having one pre-loaded into, say, your favorite video game, Bitski thinks its single sign-on wallet can move the needle on mainstream adoption. We're using this money to expand the funnel of people that are building on blockchain, Bitski co-founder and CEO Donnie Dinch said of the $1.81 million in fresh capital. The startup's total fundraise is $3.54 million, including a late 2018 pre-seed round, Dinch said. Bitski also announced its product is being used by a pair of game development studios, an Ethereum-powered sports betting site and YouNow, the live streaming platform behind the SEC-regulated props token. There are a lot of projects out there that are interesting to the core crypto users, but we're trying to work on things that have broad mainstream appeal, Dinch told CoinDesk, adding that gaming has been the company's early focus. We're excited for Bitski to help catalyze the next wave of companies integrating blockchain into their products, Winklevoss Capital partner Sterling Witzke said in a statement. The wallet's simple UX does come with a trade-off on self-custody, Dinch said, though the bet is most users will prefer to have a third party handling key management for them. All user wallets are stored using hardware security modules, HSMs, in biometrically secured data centers, Dinch added. Compound Protocol founder Robert Leshner, who participated in the Bitski seed round through his Robot Ventures fund, says the startup could be a major on-ramp for new crypto users. Public key cryptography is the bedrock of the growing decentralized application ecosystem, but as it stands, it's simply too cumbersome and confusing for a mainstream user experience, Leshner told CoinDesk via email, adding, Bitsky is a necessary experiment to reimagine how we interact with blockchains. They remove the friction and difficulty of wallet management, while preserving security and increasing portability. Bitsky is currently a four-person team based in San Francisco. Three of the co-founders worked previously on Willcall, a ticketing app acquired in 2014 by Ticketfly. Australia, Digital X launches Bitcoin fund seeded with $1.9 million in BTC. Australian crypto firm Digital X Limited is launching a Bitcoin BTC fund, seeded with roughly $1.9 million of its own holdings in cryptocurrency. According to a news release published on November 13, the new fund is offered through an unlisted fund structure to enable investors like family offices and high net worth individuals to gain exposure to the coin via a familiar vehicle. Seeded with 215 Bitcoin, roughly $1.90 MLN. Digital X has reportedly been involved in the Bitcoin space since 2014, beginning with mining before evolving to offer trading and other services to the wider blockchain sector. The Australian Securities Exchange listed company has offered initial coin offering (ICO) advisory services, blockchain consulting and asset management services. The announcement indicates that the firm has held Bitcoin since 2013 and currently holds 431 BTC worth roughly $3.8 million as of press time. To establish the fund, Digital X is seeding 215 BTC reportedly worth close to $1.9 million at the time of its valuation, meaning that it is effectively swapping its interest in those Bitcoin for an equivalent interest in the fund, in Digital X's words. This will help the offering to achieve critical mass and allow Digital X to profit from accrued fees receivable from the fund, the news release notes. From November 25 onwards, company representatives will be touring Sydney, Melbourne and Perth to meet qualifying potential investors and promote the product. Fund structure and prior controversies. In accordance with Australia's wholesale unit trust structure, Digital X says it will be providing institutional-grade custody standards and will secure client and company holdings in a high-security wallet system provided by Bitcoin custodian BitGo, which offers insurance on assets up to $100 million. The firm will also use blockchain-based security to register and transfer units in the unit trust. As reported, Digital X Limited was served with an originating application and statement of claim in August 2018. The claim, which pertained to an ICO investment for which Digital X served as an advisor, was filed by a group of clients in Australia's federal court, for a combined total of around $1.8 million, plus damages. At the time, Digital X said it denied all claims of wrongdoing and said it would vigorously defend its reputation. In May 2019, Digital X entered into a settlement deed with the applicant, without any admission of liability, paying out a total of $275,000 in cash and $240,000 in company shares. It pledged to pursue contractual indemnities with third parties for partial recovery of the settlement funds. Grin receives anonymous 50 BTC donation, sparking Satoshi rumors. Privacy-centric coin Grin received an anonymous 50 Bitcoin (BTC) donation to its general fund on November 11, sparking a bizarre rumor that the generous soul behind it was Satoshi. The donation, announced the same day by Grin on Twitter, was made via crypto exchange Coinbase by a donor who expressly wished to remain anonymous, according to a November 11 forum post by Grin dev Daniel Lenberg. Work freely without dependency. Lenberg has revealed that he briefly interacted with the donor. While upholding his, her, their desired anonymity, he nonetheless shared some of the donor's edited remarks, including reported statements such as, "Our motives are not economical. It's about the technology and the protocol. Please put it to good use for the development of Grin. You keep working as you did in the past. This is what we are honoring right now with these donations so that you can work freely, without economic dependencies." Apparently finding the unusual nature of the donation to be not quite enough, some cryptocurrency media outlets responded by confecting the theory that Satoshi Nakamoto Bitcoin's mysterious inventors was behind the donation. The theory was fed by an apparent Telegram group chat message from Litecoin, LTC, founder Charlie Lee revealing that the donated coins were mined in 2010, and transferred from a wallet that had been idle for almost 9 years. Lee has since confirmed the message was just a joke. Privacy innovations. As previously reported, Grin is a privacy coin that implements scalability and privacy-focused Mimblewimble protocol named after a fictional tongue-tying curse from the popular Harry Potter novels. Mimblewimble is in part a variant of the cryptographic protocol known as confidential transactions, which allows for transactions to be obfuscated yet verifiable so as to achieve both heightened privacy and the prevention of double spending. This summer, Grin underwent a hard fork, the network's first since its launch in mid-January of this year, to introduce tweaks to its consensus algorithm in order to achieve greater resistance to ASIC miners. This October, the Litecoin Foundation published two new draft improvement proposals designed to work toward establishing privacy features for the network by integrating Mimblewimble. Telegram refutes all SEC allegations, asks court to dismiss in new filing. Messaging app firm Telegram has made a new plea to a U.S. court to drop an action brought by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, alleging its yet-to-be-launched token as a security. In a filing to the District Court of the Southern District of New York on Tuesday, Telegram broke down and refuted all the allegations made by the SEC in its case brought last month, barring some fundamentals such as the nature of the company and its team and uncontested details of its fundraise. On October 11, the SEC secured an emergency restraining order against the Telegram Group and its subsidiary developing the TUN blockchain network against their $1.7 billion sale of Gram tokens. SEC Division of Enforcement co-director Stephanie Avakian said at the time that the emergency action was intended to prevent Telegram from flooding the U.S. markets with digital tokens that we allege were unlawfully sold. However, while sold, the Gram tokens still are not yet issued or distributed to investors and were not to have been until the launch of the TUN blockchain. That had been scheduled for October 31, but was delayed by the SEC case. The SEC claims are without merit as Telegram's private placement to highly sophisticated, accredited investors was conducted pursuant to valid exemptions to registration under the federal securities laws, and Grams will not be securities when they are created at the time of launch of the TUN blockchain, said Telegram in the latest filing. In its announcement of the court action, another SEC Division of Enforcement co-director, Stephen Paikin, said, "We have repeatedly stated that issuers cannot avoid the federal securities laws just by labeling their product a cryptocurrency or a digital token. Telegram seeks to obtain the benefits of a public offering without complying with the long-established disclosure responsibilities designed to protect the investing public." Telegram takes issue with this stance in the filing too, saying that the SEC has engaged in improper regulation by enforcement in this nascent area of the law, failed to provide clear guidance and fair notice of its views as to what conduct constitutes a violation of the federal securities laws, and has now adopted an ad hoc legal position that is contrary to judicial precedent and the publicly expressed views of its own high-ranking officials. Telegram further claimed that it had voluntarily engaged with the SEC seeking guidance to avoid breaking federal securities laws. Yet the SEC failed to provide guidance prior to bringing this enforcement action. The company again stressed that its Gram tokens have not yet been created, claiming that if and when they do, they will constitute a currency and/or commodity, not securities, under the federal securities laws. Telegram conceded it didn't file a registration statement with the SEC because none was, is, or will be required under the federal securities laws. As such, the firm asked the district court to deny the SEC's claim for relief and dismiss the claims against it with prejudice and order such further relief as the court deems just and proper. The matter will not be decided until at least February 1819, when the next hearing is to be held. The hearing had originally been slated for October 24, but the date was moved forward to allow both parties time for discovery in the case. Telegram has agreed to delay launch of both the TUN blockchain and the token until after that date. Three Fronts in the Global Digital Currency Wars. Jeremy Allaire is co-founder, CEO and chairman of Circle, a global financial services company that provides a platform for individuals, institutions and entrepreneurs to build businesses, invest and raise capital with open crypto technologies. The views expressed here are his own. The past several months have brought dramatic new technology, market and regulatory developments in the cryptocurrency sector, with major global technology and state actors pushing forward digital currency initiatives. These new initiatives are forcing global leaders everywhere to ask what the role of digital money will be in the next decade, and are ultimately a proxy for shifts in the broader political and economic landscape that are going to reshape the future of the international monetary system. Deep, fundamental digitalization of the economic system is now well underway as blockchain infrastructure moves from the fringe and early adopters and into the spotlight of major nation-state actors. Synthetic, crypto-powered central bank money tokens, and the introduction of smart contracts that can represent and tokenize other real-world financial assets and contracts are on the rise around the world. These rapid changes are leading regulators everywhere to grapple with an economic system that is beginning to mirror the open, global and connected internet of information and communications. At the foundation of these shifts is the rapid development of public blockchain infrastructures, such as Ethereum, which allow market participants to issue cryptocurrency tokens representing fiat currencies and other financial assets. This base layer of trusted computing, record keeping and transaction processing can be compared to the base layer of TCP, IP and HTTP, protocols that allowed the vast global internet to come into everyday use. There are now several competing approaches to building a new financial system on this infrastructure. 1. Open finance. The first is represented by crypto-native ecosystem players, including Circle and Coinbase, who are building fiat-backed stablecoins such as USD Coin, USDC, on top of public blockchains. These developments are enabling a broad base of developers and companies to build higher-level financial constructs such as decentralized lending and credit markets, payments services and tools for trade finance. Regulated by existing payments banking rules in the US and EU, these private market-based approaches are growing rapidly and help to form a pillar of the open finance movement. 2. Government-run. The second approach is best represented by China's forthcoming digital currency electronic payment (DCEP) infrastructure, which aims to build an entirely controlled, centralized and permissioned infrastructure for a digital currency version of the Chinese RMB. While likely appropriate for the Chinese economic and political model, this approach flies in the face of the open internet ethos and is not likely to receive much of an enthusiastic response from the broader internet development community. 3. Private consortia. The third approach, anchored in the proposed Libra Association and Libra Reserve Currency, attempts to build an over-the-top synthetic global digital currency. Like China's effort, the Facebook proposal creates a centralized, permissioned infrastructure for this payment system, which will radically limit how open and accessible the infrastructure becomes for developers and companies wanting to build on top of it. Competing worldviews. In each of these approaches, we can extrapolate a fundamental worldview. With the first, do we want an open financial system built on the public internet that allows value to move freely and easily anywhere in the world with strong privacy protection, one that enables people and companies to build financial arrangements in code, enforced by public blockchain infrastructure and enabling commerce and transaction arrangements between people everywhere? In short, do we want a global financial system built in the image of the internet? Or, if the world embraces the Chinese approach, do we want a world with tightly controlled access to innovation in the financial system, with extremely tight controls on where capital moves and who can access the system? Such a system may enhance efficiency and global reach for the Chinese RMB. But will it mirror the tightly controlled internet that exists in China today? Will it be offered on equal terms to people and companies globally who seek to transact with China? The worldview put forward by Facebook and Libra suggests a new global financial system that is controlled and run by the largest private companies in the world. And rather than building on existing sovereign money, the Facebook construct seeks to create a new global currency that stands above the state. Do we want a new global financial system controlled by a few private companies, where permission to participate and innovate is mediated on a closed infrastructure? The largest governments in the world, especially those responsible for major global trade currencies, must now grapple with the innovation of public cryptocurrencies that have the reach of the global internet. The choices they face, and the decisions that are ultimately made by relevant policymakers, will have a dramatic impact on what our future global economic system looks like. Meanwhile, while governments study and debate these topics, bit by bit and block by block, technical innovators all around the world are using crypto to rebuild the global economic system in front of our eyes in a marvel of human ingenuity. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.